Drive the highway between Manchester and Concord, and maybe you'll catch a glimpse of the tarps and tents lining sections of the Merrimack River and the train tracks. When winter shelters close, homeless people find refuge outdoors, in public. But that's an act that's often against the law. Jack Rodolico and Natasha Haverty report how, with no unified policy to work with, New Hampshire's city officials and homeless residents tend to make it up as they go along.
We're outside the Friendly Kitchen, a meeting place for homeless people in Concord. It's a couple hours before sundown, and folks here are lingering, nervous to head back to their sleeping places.
We've had the Concord PD say that as long as we kept it clean and policed ourselves, they'd leave us alone. But then you get another officer that'll come down, and it's the opposite.
It's April, and the first week of the year, officers are out shutting down homeless camps.
Mike Barton, who's homeless, and Melissa Saradsky, who used to be homeless, say talk at dinner tonight was all about when police officers might show up and tell them they need to leave.
So if the cops shut down all the campsites in the next week, where are the people who are sleeping in those campsites going to be sleeping?
We're going to have to sleep on the sidewalks down Main Street.
That's what's going to end up happening, and then there's really going to be a lot of trouble. They want them out of the city. Do they think we're just going to disappear?
That's a question that rings all across New Hampshire cities, and no one really seems to have the answer. Public policy tends to answer it with where homeless people aren't allowed to go.
Lieutenant John Thomas of the Concord Police says he sends out officers to homeless camps when he gets complaints about anything from open beer cans to violent assaults, even murder. And he says 3 summers ago, he got so many complaints that the city just cleared them all out.
I'll tell you, if you saw when the city had cleaned up all of down Store Street, I mean, when I'm telling you tons, I mean in weight, tons of trash that was just left behind by some of the camps that were down there. I mean, it actually made some folks like disgusted, like, are you kidding me?
All that stuff left behind, it went to a landfill. But the people who got cleared out, they just went somewhere else. Lieutenant Thomas says he's not trying to make homeless people's life harder.
Just because you're homeless, you don't lose rights.
The Department of Justice agrees. Last year, it filed a brief that said making it illegal for people to sleep in public places when there aren't shelters that can take them criminalizes homelessness.
Some cities in New Hampshire have backed away from rules against camping or panhandling, but others still choose to enforce them. And through all these layers of conflicting policy, it's unclear for homeless people what their rights actually are.
Which means if you're living on the streets of New Hampshire's cities, you're expected to pull off a kind of magic trick. Make yourself disappear right in plain sight.
That's why under the bridge, it's going to be kind of invisible. People aren't going to see you. They're going to drive over it.
We're in Manchester on a bridge with Kevin Kintner, who directs programming at New Horizons, the city's biggest shelter. He's pointing out the fragile geography of homelessness.
You want to be away from backyards. You don't want to have too many private owners being able to see you. You want to kind of hide.
He points up the Merrimack River to the rocks under the Granite Street Bridge, a spot he says people always camp, despite how dangerous that can be.
And we always worry about them when the river rises, because people actually can get trapped under there. There was actually someone that drowned not too far from there a couple of years ago.
Most of these spots Kintner points out from here are on public property, and he says the Manchester police know about them, but most of the time, they leave them alone.
30 miles up the river, Lieutenant Thomas of the Concord PD says that's how it should be.
There is a no camping policy on city property. But if I sat here and told you, like, oh yeah, we're out there, we're shaking everybody and moving everybody off city property, I'd be lying to you. If you're out of sight, out of mind, and nobody's complaining about you, the last thing we want to do is bother you and uproot you.
In the middle of a sunny May day, Walt Healy lies on a bare mattress a few feet from the train tracks in Concord. Cars and trucks on Route 93 make a constant roar.
He's set up camp here hoping this spot won't get him in trouble. He says last time he chose the wrong spot, it sent him to jail. 3 months for trespassing.
Right. I did 3 months.
3 months for trespassing where?
I was crossing the track behind the liquor store, walking across to here, and bingo, they hooked me.
Guys like Healy say they know their best option is to stay out of the way, even if it means sleeping alone on the highway.
people.
But a month after we met, Healy got hooked again, arrested for trespassing right at that spot.
And sitting up in his office in Manchester City Hall, Mayor and Republican gubernatorial candidate Ted Gatzis says for most of his constituents, homelessness is a cosmetic problem.
Well, I think it's important that people don't have to look at somebody urinating or defecating because they're camping out and it's okay just to do it.
Gatzis' city, Manchester, is New Hampshire's biggest, and it's the latest to be sued by the ACLU for approving a policy that targets the homeless. This one is against panhandling.
Panhandling and camping, every city in New Hampshire treats them a little differently.
Concord cracked down on both.
Rochester officials repealed a panhandling ordinance after a lawsuit.
And Nashua's city council passed a panhandling ban twice, but both times the mayor vetoed it.
Just this summer in Lebanon, 100 people showed up at a city meeting to protest a camping ban. The protesters said it wasn't a solution to homelessness, so the city council didn't pass it.
Manchester Mayor Gatzis says there's really only so much a city can do.
I can only tell you there are some people that want to be homeless. They don't want any help. They want to live under a bridge. They want to live on the side of a river. They'll be out there in the middle of winter. You're not going to change their ideas no matter what you do for them. So some people make that choice.
Me? Actually, I'm comfortable being out here.
On that night last April, outside Concord's soup kitchen, we met a guy named Kevin. He told us he didn't think the city was treating him or homeless people fairly.
But he also didn't seem like he had any option but to sleep on the street.
I just love being outdoors. I don't like being confined inside. I don't stay inside very long if I can help it.
With that, Kevin walked down toward the tracks, back somewhere we couldn't see him. For NHPR, I'm Jack Rodolico.
And I'm Natasha Haverty.